You know, I first saw you in a bar in the middle of nowhere, but what I really don't know is, you know, what happened before all of that. So give me the fun version of the Williamsburg, started out as small children, you know, became igloos, all of that sort of stuff. But what I want you to do to make it fun is I want you to start the story, and then I want you to work it along, so by the end of it, you take me up to that moment where I saw you at South by Southwest.
Well, Holly's friend Natalia was working at the studio that I own in Brooklyn, Headgear Recording Studio. And anyway, Holly and I met, and we decided to do a record together of basically Holly's material. And then we recorded 8 songs, and I really loved the material so much, I asked her if she would make it a band.
Don't cry. So, so that became the first Jealous Girlfriends record, which is pretty much Alex and I as a duo, and we would go and play shows as a duo, and we played some really, really bad shows. and then we needed a drummer, and Josh was, Josh was interning at Alex's studio, so we asked him if he would fill in for one show, and he did, and then we kind of asked him to be in the band, and Josh started bringing in his songs, and then one day he opened his mouth and started singing, and...
Mind you, I was in the bathroom, they were waiting in line, they were next.
And then, we decided that Josh should learn how to play guitar, and we should get someone else to play drums so that we wouldn't have the Don Henley singing drummer thing, which sound guys hated. Take it away.
So when that happened, they decided they needed to get a drummer, an actual not singing drummer, which is me. They won't give me a mic no matter how many times I ask. And so I knew Alex because he is a coffeeaholic, you could say. And I work in a fancy coffee shop in Williamsburg, and so we became friends there. And I started seeing their band a few times. And then one day, I have a line of customers about 20 long out the door, and Alex comes up, he's like, "Hey, you wanna be in our band?" And I was like, "Okay." And he left, and then that was it. And then I became the drummer in the band. and then from there, I guess we were just shopping our record for a long time and just playing,
like 10 years.
Playing lots and lots of shows in New York City for about a year, doing that. Mm-hmm. But in the middle of that year, we suddenly got placed on Grey's Anatomy out of nowhere, which was pretty cool. We didn't have a record out or anything, just playing shows, Realistica, just a band in Brooklyn. And Josh, you wanna take it from there?
I can't remember what happened really, how we got to ended up at South by Southwest. It was that year we were like, let's go, so we did it, and then
we just went
straight there. We begged for shows,
and we couldn't get anything.
We'd already bought our tickets.
And we'd bought our tickets.
No, we
had to buy the tickets
ahead
of before you get the shows, because otherwise you will never get tickets.
You can't buy your way into South by Southwest. We tried.
Yeah.
Well, we had a show. It was going to be this crazy show. And
we
then
didn't
it got
have
canceled.
It. It was like a possibility.
But yeah, so we went and ended up playing. I think our two shows were like way out of town, both at like maybe restaurants.
One was at a buffet, which is the one that you came to.
It was Deli Magazine, which is appropriate for a buffet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Deli Magazine.
The business is about having syncs on television shows. The business is about touring relentlessly, right? The business mm-hmm. isn't really in the end about getting signed anymore. So tell me about, as a band, what's the business of being a band these days?
Well, sometimes I think it's just taking things into your own hands in a lot of ways. Sometimes, like getting signed, you're the more people that are involved with you, it seems like the less stuff that happens after a while. Whereas, like when you're still like scheming up all those ideas, that's when you get those crazy ideas of things you want to do. So I would say the business is just don't know, it is what it is. It's just doing, being a band and playing shows and
trying
to get people to hear your stuff one way or another, whether that's through distribution through a label or the internet or something. Yeah.
Well, yeah, with like publishing and TV and movies and commercials and all this stuff, it's really about like volume and products, how much you have to like be able to sell. And labels don't really help with that, and people, you know, aren't really buying records anymore. They're, you know, downloading them for free, and but people are still going to shows, which is amazing, and people are still watching TV.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of money in both those areas, and
the TV and the sync licensing thing is actually, you know, that's a can of worms because people really criticize you for that. But
yeah,
those people who criticize you for that don't like live in a van, you know, most of the year, and also like that's the most DIY way for us to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's
like the placements are like how we
put us on
were
tour,
able to stay.
We printed CDs, you know, and then that was kind of the end of that. So
it's as much as it's good to have the syncs and all that. I must say though, the label is having a good label situation is a good kind of foundation to kind of do all the other things.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference is that you're not going to make the majority of your income from the label.
Yeah.
I think that's what we've found.
I found this quote from some band somewhere, and I'll read you the quote and then I'll ask a question. A band of explorers set out to discover the great unknown equipped with a
fork.
I was going to try to pronounce it properly. Fork intent on drinking the ocean. So, when you were starting to really write songs and conceive this band and coming up with the name, if somebody says, "Well, what are the Jealous Girlfriends?" What do you tell them?
I don't think we are any one thing. I think that's also something that was really confusing for people when we first started playing shows, is that people didn't know how to classify us, because, you know, we all write and we all write together and we all write separately sometimes, and we all come from very different backgrounds. So I don't know what we are, who we are.
Just a pop band, I guess, in a lot of ways. We just explore different
restaurants,
different kinds of
kinds of music,
coffee.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I feel like listening to our record, it's like, you know, almost, you know, not every song's totally different, but there's a lot of different, I don't know, things we're trying out, and we're definitely not trying to sound the same ever, or trying not to sound the same ever. We're just kind of like, kind of exploring different kinds of, you know, putting genres together and whatnot.
But tell me a couple of names that didn't work, and then tell me how you ended up, especially, were you the Jealous Girlfriends as a duo?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So tell me about that. What did you come up with first? Tell me a few of the ones that didn't work, and
Tiny
then how
Fists
you landed
of Fury.
Up on it. Hmm? Go ahead.
Tiny Fists of Fury.
Really?
Was that Alex that you came up with that?
I don't think
any of us
want
to decide who came up with that. I don't know. The Jealous Girlfriends came up.
Yeah, that was
quick.
Kind of like the second name.
We were
it was inspired by a...
an actual person.
A real, live, jealous girlfriend who... a friend of mine's girlfriend had a really big issue with me. And I jokingly, to her, as we were trying to come up with names for the band, said, "Why don't we call the band, you know, the Jealous Girlfriends?" Kind of to be like a dick. I said that. Can I say dick? That's a dick, huh?
You just said it.
And then we were like, hey, you know? But it seems like these days any two words will work.